So halacha perek gimel gimel im kidish b'shtar. So if someone wants to get married b'shtar, kotev al niyar o al cheres. So he writes either on paper or cheres o al aleh. I'll call davar shiratz al leaf. Doesn't matter anything. Hare at mukudeshet le. Hare at mukudeshet le. O miureset le. V'chol kayot shebedvarim elu v'noten la b'fnei edim. Let's read Dalit also and do them together. Tzarech sheyichtov ota l'shem ha'isha hamitkadeshet k'get. And just like a get, it's not enough to be generic. It has to actually say the woman v'eina kotvel midata, and he has to write it with her knowledge and acquiescence. Katvu shalom lishma, if you read it not lishma, lishma v'shalom midaita, or lishma, but she not with her knowledge and cognizance, aval bisha not nula midaita, even though he gives it to her, midat b'fneidim, in front of witness, ain mikudeshe. Okay? Now, first of all, we should just remember that kiddushei shtar, if you remember the Rambam, the Tshuva, he said, like, well, I wouldn't have thought shtar was daraita either. But then the Gemara compares it to get, it must be that it is daraita. Right? But that just tells you just how much the stock that Rambam puts in that comparison to get, right? It's for the Rambam, it's not just what provides the contours of the mechanism. It's actually, it's the proof that this is a daraita. Yes, and this is one of the times, right? Kiddushin Daf Tet. Now there are other manifestations of this, like it's Magid Mishnah gives you a list of some other ones, like it's possible mechubar, right? That the shtar is like a get, and therefore you can't, you know, write it on the tree. Here's a tree. No, it has to be detached. Though he notes the Rambam doesn't mention it here, right? Though the Rajba explicitly compares it on that front, the Rambam doesn't mention it. Doesn't mean he doesn't believe in it, but doesn't mention it. Now, the Mishnah asks, Kasha, lama lo katav kan dim chadmu beidim natnu beino leveina dim mikudeshet. Ochen gabi get, ve gabi eved per chamishi. So there's a major machloket in Gittin. Ede Mesira Karti or Ede Chatima Karti. Whether the Edom who see the giving of the get are the ones that create the Gerishin or the ones who sign. The Chamishnah assumes Ede Chatima Karti. The Edom that really affect it are the ones who sign. And therefore he says, by a get, if you have Edom who sign, you don't necessarily need Edom there for the giving of the get. So he says, shouldn't the same thing be true by Kiddushin? And you know, to Beperek, Aish Mekadesh, Amru Shamachmai is Kinnon, Gonshakid Shabishtar, Shainal of Edom, Meir Latemid Amr Emechadimakarti. The Gemara has a case where the Gemara says, for we may roll Zedechatimakarti. It implies that here too you would that would be sufficient, right? Because once you have Edom in it, right, it should be fine. He says, I don't know, right? He leaves it as a question. He assumes that this would be okay. And just leaves it. Now, right, so I mean, all the Mefarshim have a lot to say on this halacha, right? If you look, let's see, I'll go to Rabinovich first, come back to the Rasamech. Right, the Rabinovich, right, so first he brings the sources for the Rambam, but then at this point, on the last point, or the second last, he says, I'll call Dovah Shiir, what's the Chiddush? So the Gemara, he assumes that the Chiddush is that it doesn't need to be Shave Pruta. Right? That the Shtar doesn't need to be Shave Pruta. Now he thinks the Rambam is getting this from the Sugya and Kedushin Memchet. Higdash Jili Bishtar. Someone says, I want to marry you the Shtar. Mer Omer Eina Mekudesh. Lazar Mekudesh. Chom Omerim Shamanet Net Niyar. Im Yesh Boshav Aprutam Mekudesh. Vim Lav Eina Mekudesh. And the Gemara there says, what are you talking about? Bishtar She'ena Lav Edim. Right? It's a case of, right, what happens if you get married with a Shtar without Edim? So Meir says, Kiddushin doesn't work because Eidah Chatima Karti. There's no one signed. It's not Kiddushin. Relazar holds Eidah Mesira Karti. So you can be. The Rabbanan were Misupak. They weren't sure. And therefore, if they're not sure, if Shaman Ed Niyar, if you evaluate the paper, Im Yeshava Pruta Mikudeshet, Vim Lav Eidah Mikudeshet. So then you see how much the Shtar is worth. Right? And then it can work as Kesef Kiddushin. And that's possibly one of the Gemara. The second is, or he wrote it Shalol Lishma, and they're arguing about Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish says the star Eirush and Gavir Lo Lishmahu. And then he wasn't sure, and then he says, okay, no, it's because of Yatzav Haita, exactly as Avi said before. Makish Havaya Liyatziya. And then the Machloket is this question. Mar Itle Reish Lakish or Mar Litle Reish Lakish? So the one who says it's Lishma compares it to Gerushin, and therefore it needs that, and otherwise it's possible. If not, not. And the third day in the Gemara says, maybe it's a case where it's Lishma, but without her knowing. And they're arguing, Machloket Rav and Ravina, and Rav Papa and Rav Shravya. Rav Papa Ravina Amri Mikudeshet, Rav Papa Rav Shravya Mikudeshet. So there are three Ukimto. Right? And he in each one he paskened not like the chachamim, meaning he, right? Namely, he thinks you need eidah mesira by gerushin. He thinks you need lishma, and he thinks you need midaitas. How does he get all of this? Right, so he just paskens like, right, the final day. Now this is, right, not crazy that often the Rambam does that, right? That when you have the Ebayit, Ema, Ebayit, whatever, he passes like the final one and assumes that there was clarification throughout. One second. Right, that we know it's that not everybody, right, agrees with this le halacha. Yeah.
The Rambam seemingly not talking about that?
No, for sure not. Yeah. It's just that within that discussion, right, the Gemara goes through. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Now, the Or Sameach here has the following stuff. He says, Mistapakna tuva bishtash kotuva la vare mekudeshet li. What happens if it's a good star? Right, the Gemara's case we just mentioned was where it's not a good star. And the question is, can you b'dieved use it as kesef kiddushin? He says, what if it is a good star? Okay. And it is worth a sheva pruta. But without Eidah Mesira. So he says, well, according to Yerushalmi, it says, the Amar Yerushalmi, B'shtar she'en Roshav Bruta, B'shtar she'es Roshav Bruta, B'kesef. Fiza Nira, De'im nomar, De'ino mo'el, Lukma b'yesh Roshav Bruta, V'lo not in love if ne'idim, Rak she'chotam alav Eidim, B'shtar mo'el, V'lo mitar kesef. Agar, V'chia gavna mo'el nami, Imekat she'betar kesef. So he says that the Gemara there seems to imply that you could do both. And that even if it's a kosher star, you have the option of being Mekadesh B'Kesef. Right? But then he says, maybe not. He said, maybe the Yerushalmi is only going according to the Eidah Mesira. Right, and it's saying, listen, that if there's Eidah Mesira Karti, then if you give the star without Eidim, then it's not good, not as a star and not as Kesef. because as a shtar, if you need Edim Mesira, then you need Edim there, and if it's Kesef, you need Edim there. Right? It doesn't prove per se. Right? It just means that this case is negative for both. Right? If you hold Edim Mesira, right, so then he goes back and he says, maybe it's the opposite. They did the old Edi Chatima Karti. So then the Netina doesn't have to be in front of anybody. And therefore, you should only be able to use a shtar as a shtar, right? Because there's no Edim there. But you can't do it according to Kesef. If you hold Edim Mesira Karti, so then you have Edim present. So then you could do it either way, right? You could use the shtar either if it's Shava Kesef as either right. Now I just want right. Then one point. Then he just says, right, now this is a major, major sugya, but it's worth making this point. And he says, by the way, right, he notes the point that in general you're not, the Gemara says mipiem velo mipiktava. You're not allowed to have eidah bichtav. Now Rabbeinu Tam counter reads that Gemara, and he says, nah, really you can have eidah bichtav. It's just that if someone's mute and he couldn't give eidah bichtav, then eidah bepeh, then he also can't give bichtav. But fundamentally, you are allowed to. But many Rishonim say no, you're not allowed to give eidah bichtav. So then everyone asks, aye, then why are you allowed to shtar? So to summarize the lamdus in Al Regel Achad, as Reb Chaim is often quoted, as Reb Chaim's big greatest chiddush in shtar is that a shtar is a shtar, right? Is that a shtar is not eidah bichtav? It's a shtar, right? No, that's why, right? And that's why, even if written eidut is possible, it is. Right now he says, right, meaning according to Reb Eliezer, the reason you need a mesira is maybe because he holds that this would be Edith Bikhtav. Right? And that's why it's possible. But the Or Samech says, no, what are you talking about? The whole idea of a shtar is that it works because it's written Midata Metchayev, right? And it is, right, a shtar. He knows Rabbeinu Tam is different, but he says, right, the simple lumdus in a shtar is that a shtar is not just Edith Bikhtav. It's a document. It's a legal document, right, with different mechanisms. Yeah, okay. I'll leave the Evan Ozel stuff. If you go then to Al Chadalit, so again, we said that you have to write it, L'shema Isha Hamid Kadeshet, right? It has to be written for the woman that you're writing it for. Right? I mean, have you guys done, you guys did L'shema Osegi in Regan's picture?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so one of the things you see throughout, right, so one of the things that you'll see throughout is that, right, one of the most famous chakirot there is lishma basically a parallel to kavanah b'mitzvah, right, where it defines the action, to oversimplify, or is it, it defines the cheftza, right, that it's a chalos in the cheftza. And the Griz, and all basically the briskers following him, assume, kidavar pasha, that that's what lishma is, right, that lishma isn't kavanah. Lishma is defining the cheftza. And now the Gemara at some point compares it to get. And again, the simple shot, right, on the daf bet, I'm a bet, is that, yeah, because a get, why you, is it lishma? It's not just the netina has to be lishma, the ketiva has to be lishma, right? Because you're defining the cheftz of the get. Now, it might be that by get or by kiddushin, there's more to it, right? Meaning by get, there's not as much by kiddushin, but by get, it's not just you need lishma, is that you need sivoy habal, right? You need that the husband appoints the shliach, the sofer, he writes it as a shliach of the Baal. And again, it seems to be an expression of lishma, you know, possibly the way, you know, Lichtenstein would talk about it is that by get, it's that the get itself has to be an expression of the relationship, right? It's not just, right, you're defining the object. It's like encapsulating the legal reality that's happening. You're right, so you're defining the object, and therefore it has to be written lishma. Right? Now, the other cases where you have it, and part of the lumdus is figuring out how all of them are connected. So obviously, you have it extensively in Kachem. That's basically, right, that's a good half or more of the first parak, which is what my share has been doing, you know, all year, is the Lishma and Lo Lishma. So yeah, we're back to it now. But it is actually, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, no, it's a good Masechta. But the first parak, a lot of it is Lishma and Pigol and things like that, where it's about, I didn't say it wasn't scary. But that's what it is. Now, Kiddushin, by comparing it to Gittin, we say it's the same thing, right? That you need to write it Lishma. Now, again, it's not just the Netina, it's the writing, which highlights that point, that Lishma is generally a din in the Chefta. Right? It's that you're giving it, right? Again, that you have it by Stam also, as you know. You know very well, and Avi, our expert sofer, knows that when you write, you imbue it with a status by saying l'shem kiddushas, whatever it is you're writing, your seventh megillah or whatever, mezuzah or sefer Torah or whatever. Now the question of l'shma v'shalom midaita is actually machloket amoraim, as the Magen Mishnah notes. The Gaonim, many of the Gaonim paskin that we don't actually need the writing to be midaita. The Rambam paskins that you do. Now that's also an interesting question, right? Which is, okay, obviously kiddushin can't happen if the wife doesn't want to get married, right? There's no such thing as a coercive. You know, she can't just be forced into marriage, right? Even if the husband is the more active party in the marriage, she obviously needs to. She obviously needs to be. She needs to want to get married, right? You can't marry someone against her will, but that doesn't necessarily follow that therefore you need to write the get with her knowledge in advance. Right? Like you could just say, well, you have to give it to her, Lishma. Not Lishma, Midaita, meaning she can't get married without Midaita. That doesn't mean you have to create the Cheftza of the Kiddushin, the Shtar Kiddushin, Midaita. The fact that you do, the fact that I'm positive that way, is obviously. Right, it's like by a get, you wouldn't have to, right? Which is the parallel, because she's not, her ratzon isn't part of it. If you say that it is, then you would say the comparison, on the one hand, is to gerushin, but only to an extent, that just by gerushin, any relevant party whose dot is necessary has to be aware to create the cheftza shel, you know, get. The same thing is true by kiddushin, it's just that by kiddushin that makes it more expansive.
I'm saying it's
I mean, yes, right? Meaning the fact you need Lishma, right? I mean, one of the biggest sugyot in the first paragraph, which again, you didn't do, but Gemara specifically compares it to get, is not just Lishma, but is what's called Stama Lishma. Right? Which is, if you didn't explicitly have Lishma, is the default that it's Lishma. Which again, following the central Chakira, Achronim like the Keren Ora, who in general compare Lishma to Kavana Mitzvah, say Stama Lishma is like Stama Kavana, that if I'm writing a get, what else are you doing? Right? If you follow the Grizz, you'll say no. Just because maybe psychologically you're aware that you're writing it, Lishma is more than that. Lishma is, I am, exactly, I'm granting it a status, and therefore you can't just say, well, you have a default. No, like you might actually have to. And maybe Stama is saying that there is a default, you know, inherent to it, but you would still need something. In order to, this is the Chakira that really guides the briskers through much of the first parak. I won't go through all of it. The Or Samech is an interesting question, which is, we have other cases where you need dot, like by Tuma. You need that liquid, you either actively place it on the food to make it mukshal kavanah tumah, or it should rain on it and you should be okay with it, right? So by get, we say that a kid who writes the get, it doesn't work. But if a kid would put water on it, that would work. So why? So he says, very interestingly, he says, listen, even though they both need dot, they're different. Because the dot by Hechsher isn't that you know it's mekabel tumah. It's that you want it to be wet. And knowing that it'll be wet has halachic implications. Right? So the dot is on a mitzius that then has halachic implications. And therefore, maybe a katan, who clearly is actively putting on liquid for because he wants it there, that could be dot. Right? But here, the dot is itself religious. Right? He says, it's religious in the sense that it's not mukhshar kabbalat tuma unless you put on seven liquids. But what it is just like a normal thing, that it's wet. Right? You don't even know hilchot tuma. And that's why sometimes we say the actions of the katan can show that he has dot for that. But he says, I will beget to be in a sheikh of l'shem kritut. It's a halachic dot about a halachic thing. Inyan a kritut hu chok dati. Kritut is a religious thing. She'enu toli b'havayora olam. Rak b'inyan dot. It's not a thing in the world. It's a religious thing to begin with. So then, ein ma'aser shekalta mochel machshavto, and that's why a katan can't, right, that it's not just that we need dot, it's like we need dot and higher standards than we would have in other areas. And then he goes through and also compares it to truma, but just that insight alone, I think, is very interesting.
Is it like a general like intention versus a specific one?
Right, meaning he's saying one of them, it's like a tanai in the water, right? You're putting a liquid. That's just a thing. You have tanai is that you have to be a ratzon. But by get, it's not a tanai. That's what it is. You are creating a halachic entity. And therefore, the dot is going to be higher. Okay, fine.